Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, it is. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els, who has been taking us through the joyride, man. Oh, what a joyride. Something else. And of course, Spectrum. And he's back with us tomorrow, yes. And many of the people basically look forward to it. You know, when someone asks me and says, who's this man who speaks with a thick voice? Who comes before you? And then I say, no, it's Johan Els. I say, oh, okay. And then again, he's going to ask me again, comrade, who is that man? Okay, comrade, you must start writing his name down. Start writing his name down. Hey, I was listening to him driving over, you know. Yeah, and the ambassador, he says, I was listening to Johan Els in New York. But nah. Yeah, some people are fortunate. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you to Johan Els. He's back with you tomorrow morning. And we are together till 8. And I'll be talking to Professor Samuel Kabamba and also touching base with Muruti Karabo Muraka, Pastor Karabo Muraka. You know, we touch issues that have to do. And just offset, I will be asking them this question. There's something that Paul Mashatile said, and it's not politics. It's not politics. It's just something that is amusing. And he really is asking the pastors. He's asking the pastors. I'll try to get it. I'll try to get it so that he's actually talking to the churches. So churches must create employment. He says it's about time that churches should create employment. So how is that going to be done? But you know what? Such confidence in the church, man, it means there's something that this man knows about the church. There's something that he knows about the church. Maybe it's something that I don't know, but there's something that he knows about the church. All right. And of course, we are going to be playing some songs of old. I just want to start with a song of old. And to Ubabu Vilakazi, I know that he wants the William Brothers, the song that says, I'm just a nobody. I don't get that song. I don't know, man. It looks like that song was removed. Or it looks like that song was never in the playlist. But I tried so much to actually, you know, get the Williams Brothers back on track with us that we play them, but it doesn't seem to be really working out. But I will play a song that goes together with that, a song that became very popular, that was done by these men so many years ago.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Please excuse me, man, if you hear me not talking quite well, it's because there's some disorder, you know, in my mouth. But we'll get things going. I'll try my best to sound good, man. I won't even improvise. No, I'll try my best to. And I pray that you just hear the Elohim and not hear me. but hear the Elohim. And of course, we have Muruti Mraka on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. And I'm already greeting Pastor Kabamba as well. Yeah, and thank you for welcoming us. And we greet also the beloved listeners in the name of the Messiah, Son of the Living God, Yeshua. Amen.
Thank you so much, Maruti, for joining us, man. And thank you for being the instrument of the Most High in doing what He wants to do, you know, and in being a faithful messenger in this regard. We give Him all the glory.
Yeah, my brother, the Messiah said, when such is said, we should truthfully say, we are unprofitable slaves of the Holy One of Israel.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line. Muruti, greetings to you in Vanderbijl Park.
Yes, greetings to you too. Thank you very much for having us again this evening. I would like to thank all the listeners and really invite them as well to be again tonight with us. And also say a big greetings to Muruti Mraka. Thank you, Muruti Re, for inviting us.
Thank you so much, Muruti, for being such an instrument. And of course, for humbling yourself and making time to talk to us and to share with us the wisdom that the Father has placed on you. At a time like this, we appreciate, we give the Father all the glory.
Thank you.
All right, and tonight we are talking about the malignant works of Satan. And how do we note and see these even amongst us? And there are many things that come in the name of works. Please underline that, works. There are many, many, many things that come in the name of works. And not all of them are the works of the Most High. Not all of them. Not all of them are righteous works. Not all of them are good works. And tonight I want to touch on that very aspect of the works, you know, the malignant works of Satan. And how do we see that? You know, how do we see that? How do we see these works even amongst us? And, you know, one of the things also is how do we identify that these are the works of Satan? And the word, you know, is showing us, you know, what these works look like in the world. And practically, how do we see these works? I've listened to many people talking, and many of the words that people are saying are effecting a work of a sort. And to a great extent, one can be able to see, okay, what kind of works are these? You know, I've looked at, you know, as a producer, you look also at whatever it is, the creative content that people come with. I'm not talking about social media content that people are just doing, dancing and stuff. Now, I'm talking about real issues that have to do with morality, values, norms, education, professionalism, study, the word, all those things. And in the dissemination of that, one is able to see as to whether what kind of works are being produced by this. For instance, this show, what kind of works are being produced by this show? Not necessarily the Wednesday show every Wednesday, but this one tonight on the 8th of May. That's the thing. And how these in many instances than one, goes on to actually be, if one can put it, indicative of the spirit behind. We'll be touching on that. Satan's works, one says, you will see them in the talks of slander, the slandering of the church. When people are slandering the church or slandering the saints, malignant works are also evidenced in the spreading of diseases. Have you realized nothing is being said? And have you seen the flu that is attacking people this time? No, I'm talking about this time, the past 2 weeks. I'm talking about how this has developed into pneumonia and tuberculosis. And I know doctors can call and say, hey, well, now you don't have a chill, take a chill pill. I would say, okay, prescribe. But I tell you, it happens much of the times that there are diseases that are spreading. And the word is telling us, the malignant work of the devil is the spread of disease, the spreading of diseases. When we see the spread of diseases, we should know that the devil is at work.
Okay.
So much opposition to the righteous. I just told you now, I was watching a clip. I think it's an ENCA clip where the deputy president is saying churches must start to create employment. Yeah. Imagine that. You know, churches have been creating employment for many, many years, and no one was recognizing that. That people have worked in the church all their lives. So churches must own factories, maybe. And this is, and anything that opposes the righteousness of the Most High or those who work in His righteousness is a work of Satan. Now, any rap song, any song, any gospel song that works against righteousness. I saw this gospel song when the people were twerking. I know believers don't know what twerking is, so we'll leave it there. They were twerking. Rolling down and spreading legs and all that. Twerking. Don't act as if you don't know what twerking is. They know. And then, if you want to see also that there are malignant works of the devil, you'd see the rampant scourge of temptations. So much. Rampant scourge of, and some norms that have been acculturated into us, inculcated into us, wrong norms with regards to temptation have even been attached to gender. You know, men are easily tempted, so we must live with that. And women have come to accept that, you know, a man can't have one woman. They've gone on to accept that. And others are saying it. One friend of mine tells me and says, he was sitting in a taxi the time when he didn't have a car. And so these two ladies were there. So these are beautiful women. You could see that these ones are learned. And then they said, you know what, rather have an affair with a married man because when he's not around, I know he's with his wife. Do you see? These are the new norms that become acculturated. And you can tell this is the opposition of righteousness. And it becomes readily accepted out there. And people can call in and say. They can say. You know? All right. And also, you know when the watch says it's your time to take the medication. All right. Now, another one is when there is a removal of the good seed. I can't believe, man, the kind of removal of the good seed that is so rampant, and even amongst political parties. And I'm not talking politics, man. Even among political parties themselves. I've seen a very sad, you know, over a time. And someone would call the minister, say, no, pray before a rally, and then go on again to remove the good seed and tell the young people and say, hey, they are lying to you about this God. The very same person also calls and says, Muna, would you be part of our rally and pray and grace us with your presence and stuff. We are at FNB or we are at Moses Mabhida. Please come. Ray, please come. How can you go there when someone after that is going to say they are playing with you about this God? Is the argument I like putting across very lightly to Professor Pra, my supervisor and my friend and my boss. I always say to him, you know, I have a very serious problem with professional politicians. It would be nice if we get ministers and social workers to take over these offices and serve the people, nevertheless. Now, they are sowing tares. They are removing the good seed, they are sowing tares. And you find hatred. People are hating one another. I've been looking at a clip that has been sent to me, and these guys are saying we are going into a war. Imagine that. Imagine that. All right. And then also, anything that ruins the soul and the body. I've been saying to some of the community leaders in townships, why do you allow these people to put such big billboards of alcohol and young people? Go over in Atrisville, go in Mamelodi, go in Soshanguve. Everywhere in the townships, there are billboards of alcohol. And then why do you allow also these people, now these I see everywhere and somewhere in the city centers, there are people who are putting this placard, enlarge your what, and what, and what, or Vusa, Ingomo, or Nipisa, Ingomo, or they put all those things. Why do we allow that? Because these things are ruining both the body and the soul. Lying is one of those things. Instigating sin is also one of those things. Hey, we are touching on that. I trust and I believe the Father will just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Attempting to disobedience. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 1, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Elohim has made. And he said to the woman, has the Elohim indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? Has indeed sowing doubts. Then in verse 4, the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Because the woman responded, said, hey, if we do that, we'll surely die. Verse 5, for he knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like Elohim, knowing good and evil. As if they did not know that already. When he said, don't eat of that tree. Instigation to sin, instigation into disobedience, is a work of the devil. Muruti Mraka, let me take it to you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. When we talk of the word malignant, we are talking of something that is virulent, something that is not, you know, calm. There is viciousness with it. And above all, it really speaks about a concept. Concerted rebellion against God, against Elohim. And we see the picture in a disease called cancer.
Mm.
When they say a cancer is malignant,
mm.
it is a disease which refuses to be subdued.
Mm.
You may get it under control with chemotherapy and all that, and then you are declared clean. After some time, something happens, you go check, they say it has returned.
Mm.
And it's even worse this time when it comes. That is the nature of malignancy. And it is actually driven by Satan himself, the devil.
Mm.
The Messiah says something in John chapter 8, verse 44. And remember, he's still speaking to those Jews who believed in him. And he had said things to them about how they should continue
mm.
in their faith in him, that they should abide in his word, and they will know the truth, and the truth will liberate them. And they were up in arms against him, saying they have never been slaves. They are sons of Abraham. They have never been slaves. And he explained to them that they will be liberated from sin. And they were still not happy. And they were going on at him. And then he said to them in verse 44, you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a human murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he articulates a lie, he articulates from his own,
mm.
for he is a liar and the father of it.
Mm.
Now, the commandment which Elohim gave, if we look at them, all of them are showing us these works, which Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 calls them the defunct works. In other words, there are works which if one does them, you are definitely in dying, going to die. Just like the Elohim said to Adam, that if you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of nobleness and wickedness, you in dying you shall die. Now, these sins, although a person might even have had sin lifted from them when they put their trust in the Messiah, if they are not careful to do what the Messiah said, which is to abide in his word, then such are unable to know the truth. In other words, be intimate with the truth, experience the truth on a daily basis, because it is only the truth which liberates. And the Son of Mankind, being the truth, is the one who liberates. That's why he says, if we abide in his way, we shall be liberated. From what? From these malignant works of Satan. Now, one, we know them. We have been warned about them in the scriptures as to what we should not do, what we should keep away from. And when we have known that, but we find ourselves time and again falling into the trap of practicing them, that's where they are now demonstrating their malignancy. And many times, they will even manifest in the body as forms of stubborn diseases and medical conditions, as well as in the soul through all kinds of psychological problems. And what we have, as human beings, what we have majored in is to identify these manifestations, which we call symptoms, and try and mitigate them, just like Adam and Eve, from our own position, ignoring the Elohim, coming up with stuff that will actually put these things under a semblance of control. Meanwhile, they are not. Ultimately, they win the day. So it is important to see these malignant works, where they actually emanate, how they actually express themselves, before they even go to the point of manifestation. Because if we deal with the source, the way the Elohim says we should deal with the source, we are able even to demonstrate in our walk the victory of the cross, the victory of the sacrificial death of the Son of the Living God. The other way these works are called is in Galatians, where they are mentioned as the works of the flesh. And the Holy Spirit, speaking through the pen of the Apostle Paul, says this in verse 19 of Galatians. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, which actually is sexual immorality, uncleanness and lewdness. I stop at those one, yeah. Two, three, four, and I hope as we go along, we will also continue to talk to the others. But it's important to look at them, because when you opened, my brother, you mentioned that these things now, we had even found that there is an acculturation, yes, where they are acceptable. Mm. I remember when I was a young person, very young, a child indeed, it was shocking to hear of anyone having committed adultery.
Yeah. It was unheard of. Today,
yes, it was something which even the parents would make sure that we children don't hear about it.
Mm.
Because it's unheard of. It's something which you should... There was a way of quelling and putting this thing under control. Less about sexual immorality, where you would find people being sexually explicit to, when they are not even married. You find that in public, people will do things that are suggestive, and even sometimes not even just suggestive, they are very explicit. You can see what is happening, and they have to do with sexual behavior. Mm. And they were things that were frowned upon. However, today, they are the norm.
Nice.
You just do it. That is the phrase. To say, yeah, no, do it.
Just do it.
And this has been a multi-pronged attack, because it came through music, it came through education.
Even clothes and sneakers. Yes.
From all directions. The enemy was making sure that he is pressurizing us from all directions to yield to these malignant works. Remember, they come back even more worse. Like the Messiah had said, when an unclean spirit has been kicked out of and has emerged out of a human being, it goes and walks around in dry places. But when it comes back and finds the house is empty, cleansed, but unoccupied, it comes back to reoccupy with three worlds, and I mean with seven worlds spirits than itself. This is the indication. This is what we are seeing. And the manifestation are even in what you are now naming as sicknesses. Look at the sicknesses that we are having. Even COVID itself was a manifestation of the virulence of something that is just a respiratory illness. It was unthought of. It's something which it was never thought of, that a respiratory illness could be as virulent as that. And yet, it is very clear that others are coming, which are even worse than that, because that's the nature of the malignancy. And these are the works of Satan and his evil angels and his evil demons and all, even the agents that are employed by him to do these things. One of those things is uncleanness. Just mere uncleanness. Uncleanness, for instance, in the form of things which you may say, I'm not doing sexual immorality, I am not doing adultery, I am just helping myself in my own room. I watch certain things and they stimulate me and I relieve myself. That's uncleanness.
Mm.
And there are many forms of uncleanness. It's not only one. Where you are sitting and thinking perverted things. Also, lewdness, perversity. Where now things are, you know, people, what has been given as natural between a husband and a wife is being exploited and people are doing lewd things. Lewd meaning they are perverse. And I want to sum it up here, my brother. There has been many videos doing rounds where you would see men having women naked, and they are beating them, you know, as if they are beating inanimate things, rag dolls. You can see this woman is finished. It's almost in between life and death. And that thing is being recorded. And whenever I see these videos, let me tell you, my brother, it tears me apart. I cry before the Lord, because I ask myself, why are human beings now acting like wild beasts? Mm. And then I find that is what Yudhavave said are the four evil judgments he visits on people that refuse refuse to submit to his Torah. Diseases, virulent diseases, famine, and the sword and wild beasts. When you see human beings literally turning from caring and being compassionate, for whatever reason, they may expound their reasons. Those reasons mean nothing. They were given by the devil. Where sacred human life is being treated as if it is not sacred.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about the malignant works of the devil. What are they and how do we see them? And their manifestations even at this time. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout. Up to the hour 8.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Now, tempting to disobedience. I want to look also at 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1. Now, it is when the devil stands against the nation. And you would see that things that would be indicative. Number one, it is the pride of those who are leading. It will be the arrogance of those who are in government, whether they be opposition or whether they be the ruling party, but they are in government. It would be according to self, a power of accomplishment. And this we see with David. Check it out. Verse 1, 1 Chronicles 21. Now Satan stood up against Yasharal and moved David to number Israel. It's a consensus. And in that case, you know, when someone does that, they are actually measuring their own strength. They are attaching that to their own strength. Something that the Father had not said of him, which is indicative as to whose people Israel is. They don't belong to David. Now, when leaders say, yeah, it is because of us that you have this, it's no longer that you worked hard, then we know the devil's malignancy is manifesting. Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. It's quite interesting to see what the devil can do. You know, Muriti Murak has mentioned quite a lot of things, and he's also mentioned quite a lot of things. You know, today, when it comes to the malignant works of the devil, you know, as Muriti said, there are things that in the past were not really public. They were happening in the secret in a way, but nowadays they become so public. Now, we're here trying to see what are those type of works that have become so public that we can easily identify and stand on in order to assist to one another. You know, I have three words that I'd like to use that I'm picking up in our gatherings or in our congregations and in many churches that nowadays, that to show how people they've come to fall into the malignant works of the devil without them realizing. Some of them, they fall in that. And then also how people have become so deliberate. They do it because you remember that when you look at the satanism, for instance, when you look at satanists were not really, they were kind of doing things closed doors. They will never come out and to show off that we are doing this. But nowadays, they've got a license, they can come out, they can speak about whatever that they've been doing closed doors. You know, there was a time, you have to talk about your preferences or attachment or kind of an inclination. You know, some people used to say, you know, we used to hear things like, this lady, she's into, ladies, you know, but it was something that we could not understand. What was that? How can this lady be into ladies? You know, how can this man be into men? We could not understand. But today, it becomes a norm. It has gone to the extent of being even voted in as a law, or that, nobody can refuse anybody to choose what he wants to become, you know. There are things when you start now understanding, say, okay, how is it happening? You could think that it's going to be just being outside of the house of God. Or when you talk about house of God, you talk about church. Let's just talk about the congregation that you meet, every people meet from time to time. Now, if you're coming in now, even in the church whereby they'll tell you, you are not here to discriminate anybody. You're here just to accept whatever that, people tend to accept. These are just examples of things that we see nowadays. And now when I say that I'm going to use two words that we see as well being used by many of our people that we call preachers and leaders, they're using two words that have become so real and so easy to see, whatever is going on with them nowadays. You see, I use the first word is intimidation because a lot of children of God that come to place whereby they're very intimidated. They accept things that they're not supposed to accept because of just being intimidated by someone who stands in front of them and speak on behalf of not of God, but on behalf of himself or on behalf of the enemy, who happened to be the one who went to Eve and say, did God really say? You know, he uses things like, seducing word, lies and all this. But now I'm standing on these three words first that I want to mention here: intimidation, manipulation, and also domination. Now, you see that the devil will always use these two words in order to push his agenda. Now, it comes in very various forms. You want to make sure that, his agenda is accepted and his words are also accepted in the midst of the children of God. And now it comes in that way by using exactly the same tactics or the same techniques that he has used before to use by suggestion. Is it really? Did God say? And then when we hear things like that, when people hear things like that, they tend to question their belief. They tend to question their belonging. They tend to question that because at that particular moment you are put into a place whereby you start asking questions. As the Bible says, that you shall know them by their fruit. You know, now to know them by their fruit, you know, they will never come to you and show you that I am the devil. They will never do that. They will never come to tell you that we are working for the devil. Mm. What they will do, they will bring things that look or put, come with works that look like. You know, when the Bible says that you, in the book of 1 John, when you see 1 John 2, when you talk about the Antichrist, 1 John 2:18, when you talk about the Antichrist, the people will come from, they won't come from anywhere else, but they'll come from you. That means they've been with you all along. Meaning that if they've been with you all along, they did some works with you, they did some shootings with you, and you tend to accept them. You tend to become part and parcel of them. By accepting them, what they start now doing is that bringing up things that you did not plan in the first place, things that you never even believed that they could be coming in. You know, I saw something like funny. I saw a preacher who happened to he took a stick and he put his stick up and he says, "I'm going to lift this stick for 2 minutes, and you, all of you in the church, I would like you to focus on this thing, and then you're going to make a prayer. You're going to make a prayer, and then whatever you're going to ask to God, God is going to answer you. Now, how did you come up with that technique of using the stick? Obviously, he went to use the scripture that says Moses lift up something. Mm. And he used the Moses thing in order to push something. This is the work of the enemy. Mm. He pushed the agenda of the enemy by saying, focus on the stick. And you've been in that church for years. And that church has been existing for years and years. And you're talking about more than maybe 60 years the church has been existing. Or it's gone to 70 years. And then the church is full of millions and millions of people. And while I was following that man, I was trying to understand. He's got a church that is a place whereby it can fit 5 million people in one service. Mm. Not anywhere else but in Africa. He can put people together, 5 million out there, and teach them on one go. And I realized that in those type of services, you cannot go for 2 hours. You can only go for many hours. Now, having a preacher like that, who can come and say, you focus on this thing, and then you make a prayer, and from your prayer, God will do it, God will answer you. Automatically know that he's taking you out of the way of God, out of the way of Elohim, and he's taking you somewhere else. These are works that, they're kind of introducing some works that were not there in the first place. I mean, in the beginning, we did not have those type of, presentation. But the more they grow with you, the more you start trusting them in such a way that now they start introducing other things that to make you buy into whatever. And then they'll come up with to intimidate you. Someone standing and say, if you don't pay your tithe, you shall go to hell. While paying a tithe, it could be important, but you cannot come and intimidate people by telling them, if you don't pay your tithe, you go to hell. Automatically, what are you doing? You are changing the word of God. People now, they are doing it not based on what? On love. People will be doing it based on what? On fear. Already, this is another work of the enemy. He brings us something in order to take you out of the way. Then you start doing things not with freedom, but you do it with constraint. You feel like, you are obligated. If you don't do it, there's a punishment. Mm. Now, they come up with things like that. They manipulate you and they try to dominate you. And it's where these three things, these three words have been used in a way. Already they take steps. And now, what they mean, most of these charismatic that you see today, prophets, they use these three words. They are very specialists into these three words to put people in a place whereby people cannot be free. You know, I tell people most of the time, when you go to church on Sunday, it's a time for you to go and receive, actually to fellowship with other brothers and sisters. You need to come out of that place, relax. You need to come out of that place refreshed. You need to come out of that place, energized. In a way, I've met my brothers. We've had some sharing. We've had time of praying together. We've had time of praising Elohim together. And it has made us to be stronger so that we may continue the work. Everyone has, some of us, they've given their experience, their troubles, their whatever. And from there we learn. And you come out of that place not burdened, but you come out of that place, free. But the truth of the matter is, nowadays when you go to church, you come out of the church instead of coming out to the church, but you're coming out burdened. That means you're coming out with now questions that you don't have answers. And then when you go that way, it's like you're putting in another bondage instead of releasing you. Now, these are words that the enemy is using nowadays to put people in a place whereby they are not free. You know, when we accepted, Elohim, we said we have accepted for freedom. It's for freedom that we've been saved, not for bondage. But nowadays, it's like as if we are not, we are not free, but we found ourselves bound led by the same people who claim to be the servants of the Most High God, but they are there not with the purpose of making us be free, but it's the purpose of, binding us. But whatever we do, we find all of the time that we need to pay something for us to be free. You know, it works like for you to see God's hand, you need to pay. You know, already it goes against the work of, against the word of God. The word of God, you receive freely, you need to give freely. It's the truth that by whatever you've received, if you give it freely, it's up to the people to examine and see if they can check their good with you, not for you to impose on them. But what we do today, we see men of God imposing. You say, you have to give because I am the man of God, and I have the power to multiply riches forever. Now, the question will be, if you have the power to multiply, if you are a good ground to multiply, why can't you multiply your own money? Then you multiply, and after that, you come and share with us. But you'll prefer to take people's money. They make you a millionaire, because when they give the money to you, you're going to capitalize on the number. Because let's think, if you have a service, just a service of, I saw churches in Africa that I was so shocked to find a church that we got as well, apart from the work of that nation. There's another church that, takes on Sunday basis 500,000 members who come to a service. You know, it's okay, if you have already 500,000 members who come, let's talk about South Africa. If you're in South Africa, there are 500,000 people that come to your service. If everyone gives that one rent, you are already on what? 500,000 rent that you get in one service. Already, you don't need to worry. You are fine. But you see, even if they go that way, you see them imposing the people, telling them, you need to bring this, you need to bring that. But they don't work in terms of people being free. Or people being free, you know, I can give according to the heart, according to my heart, according to God leads me. But they will impose people. Now, in those 500,000 people, they will come out with 5 million ones in one go. Why? Because they are trying to sell what they are doing and not really giving it as the Lord has given it to them for free. Now, you see, all the things, the work in that way, that it is there are a lot of works of the enemy that are going on into the house of God today. As you said, they've gone even outside of the house of God in such a way that people are no longer free. People find themselves bound, being pushed by some, the people who have gone ahead of us. They have a mandate in not really taking people to heaven, but to take them to hell.
I hear you quite well. Look, man, it has gone to 2 minutes over the hour 7. Let's open the lines, and many people speak as much as they can. The very issue of the malignant works of Satan amongst us, that we see these things. Mala has sent a WhatsApp. Remember, you can send your WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Mala says, Uktula, oh no. All right. I don't know, man. Sometimes when you print, okay, it says, be lover for sure. He is blessing us and be still. Uktula baholi bami kanye nabalaleli bonke bohle. Amen. Okay, Mala, let me just leave it there. And Ike says, Brare, may I with respect say this? I suggest to hear Pastor Kabamba at times tonight. It's worse because of his accent. Please ask him to speak a bit slower. Thanks. That is Ike there. All right, I will ask him. Let's see. Remember that Pastor Kabamba speaks French, man. Right. Yeah, you must remember that.
I'm fast.
Yeah, he says you are fast, and he wants to hear everything that you say.
Okay.
Mala says, amen. Mala, thank you for fixing that. Hey, man, you should have seen your first one. Oh. All right, we are talking about the very notion of the works of Satan amongst us these days. Even in the church buildings, you see that. Angitinem. I saw people fighting for an owl that is situated behind a makharteni wasenkonzweni. Hey, banna. And they were fighting in the church, these ladies. They were fighting like fist fight. I've seen people who have dug a grave and they've put some things in that grave right inside the church and put a stage on it. I've seen that. I've seen those who basically would be cooking some things to give to people to eat. And it's not like you cook good food and stuff, but it looks like something that everyone has to eat so that they can hear the pastor correctly. I've seen that. And it is quite sad that we see these kinds of things really coming about.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.